So over the past week or so, we've been getting the hometown perspective on various national presidential candidates, and up today, Republican Mitt Romney. But we had this little bit of a debate, Luke, in a meeting about which home state to choose for Romney. Do we go to
Yeah.
Michigan?
Where his dad was governor.
Yep, where he grew up, or do we reach out to somebody in Salt Lake City, Utah, where Romney made a name for himself as the CEO of the 02 Olympic Games? Or do we go the Massachusetts way? He went to grad school at Harvard. He made oodles of money as a businessman in Boston and then went on to become the state's 70th governor for one term. All right, since we're talking politics, we decided to go the old colony state and Beantown route because we're talking about Romney and his political aspirations. So Frank Phillips from the Boston Globe State House Bureau, you're up. Hi, Frank.
Hi, Allison. How are you?
I'm great. So you heard our dilemma, Frank, about where to choose to talk to about Romney. So what do folks in Massachusetts think? Do they consider Romney one of their own?
Well, I don't think because of where he grew up. I mean, he's been here, went to Harvard Law School back in 1970, so made a lot of money. His family's here. He helped build the huge Mormon church in Belmont. People, you know, from that perspective, they felt very much that he's here. I think in the last couple of years, they feel alienated from this guy, particularly when he goes around the country disparaging, you know, the culture here, the liberal culture, and making fun of Massachusetts as he tries to cozy up to the Republican conservatives.
You bring up an interesting point. The national media sometimes zeroes in on a narrative for a candidate, and two really have emerged for Romney. This one you sort of touched on, the political idea that Romney, as the governor of Massachusetts, is very different from the Romney running for the candidacy in 08. Now, as a local reporter, what's the issue that you just shake your head when you hear Romney talk about and you say, that does not sound like Governor Mitt Romney?
Which issue?
I said, just pick one. Just pick one for me.
I was the lead reporter with my colleague Scott Lehigh in 1994 when this young man, we were all young men then, appeared to run against Ted Kennedy. It looked like he was going to give him a good run. And, I mean, he was pro-choice. He pledged to be better than Ted Kennedy on gay rights. No fan of Ronald Reagan, and in fact, voted for Paul Tsongas, our former Democratic senator, voted for him in the presidential primary here. He was a very liberal Republican. Then, you know, in 2002, he came back from running the Olympics, where he'd straightened out that scandal. He was a lot more pragmatic, result-oriented. He focused more on the fiscal issues than things like abortion, but still, you know, socially moderate, refused to sign a constitutional amendment proposal to ban gay marriage, saying it went too far because it banned domestic partnerships benefits. And he refused to take a no tax pledge, which every Republican governor candidate had for years here in Massachusetts, said it was silly stuff.
Okay, so I see your confusion in deciding which issue to focus in on.
We're wondering, was he lying to us then, or is he lying to us now? I mean, you can't have that kind of metamorphosis. It's amazing.
What was his biggest contribution to the state as governor?
What was his biggest contribution?
Yeah.
Well, I you know, to his credit, I mean, I don't mean to be so disparaging of him as governor. He brought fiscal discipline. If there was a crisis like the Big Dig tunnel collapse, he took charge and understood all the intricacies of the engineering and better than probably a lot of the engineering experts on it. If there was flooding up the Merrimack Valley here in Massachusetts, he was up there, and you felt confidence on him. If the kind of thing, if another Katrina came along, he wouldn't let Brownie be in charge. He'd be down there himself. He's very good at that. What he's not good at is, I think, more of the politics in the state house, working with the legislators. As legislators would say, he just doesn't like people like us. He's above us, and that's his big problem in politics. He does not exude a warmth.
If he was to manage to get the nomination, does he have a snowball's chance in hell of carrying Massachusetts?
I would say it's a very fair bet that he would lose it. He would lose it even in the Republican primary. He would have to fight. The Republicans here in Massachusetts are not pleased with him. The Republican establishment, if you look, there's no unanimity about him. Our former governors, or at least one or two of them, are supporting McCain or Giuliani. He's not popular. He's not a popular figure here.
We're talking to Frank Phillips. He's the State House Bureau Chief for the Boston Globe, talking about Mitt Romney. One of the reasons we decided to talk about Mitt Romney today was that he released this attack ad targeting Mike Huckabee. He decided to go negative as we're counting down to the Iowa caucus. Let's listen to a little bit of that ad.
I'm Mitt Romney, and I approve this message.
Two former governors, two good family men, both pro-life, both support a constitutional amendment protecting traditional marriage. The difference? Mitt Romney stood up and vetoed in-state tuition for illegal aliens, opposed driver's licenses for illegals. Mike Huckabee supported in-state tuition benefits for illegal immigrants. Huckabee even supported taxpayer-funded scholarships.
So, Frank, my question is, did he campaign negatively when he was running for governor?
You guys call it an attack ad. I think that's on the border, more of a comparative ad.
That's fair.
I mean, everybody is, and we look at it here in Massachusetts, and that's not an attack ad. We went through the Swift Boat attack ad.
There you go.
That's an attack ad that can be vicious. I think he's making a fair comparison. He's showing that Huckabee, has a position, and he has a position, and he wants to show he's more in tune with the Republican electorate out there.
Although it's funny to hear a guy who, by your description, was, very, very liberal, trying to now out-conservative Mike Huckabee, a Southern Baptist who, at one point alluded to quarantining people with AIDS.
I agree. It is funny. And I mean, he supported McCain and Bush initially on their immigration proposals, so... early on, before he really got into the presidential race. So.
And before I let you go, the other sort of national narrative about Mitt Romney is that his religion, being a member of the Church of Jesus Christ Latter-day Saints, may be an issue. Was it an issue for him, his Mormon faith, when he ran for governor?
No. Two things. One, only when he would take positions trying to be pro-gay rights and pro-abortion, and while he was leader of the church here, he was acting in a very different way. And secondly, it's kind of ironic that here he is, intolerant in Massachusetts. It was not an issue. We could care less about him being a Mormon. We've been through that with Jack Kennedy. And now he's going out and pleading tolerance, making fun of Massachusetts' tolerant culture, but he's now, pleading the evangelicals to be kind to him and not to be tolerant of his religion.
Yeah, note to Mitt Romney, dance with the one who brung you.
There you go.
The state of Massachusetts. Frank Phillips is the State House Bureau Chief with the Boston Globe. Thanks, Frank.
Thank you, Allison. Thank you, Luke.
Coming up on the Bryant Park Project, we'll have the best of the best of, because we work harder for you here at the Bryant Park Project. Also, America's Next Top Santa. Exciting. That's in a moment.